It is time to turn this over to Mr. Ron Weatherby and Brian Morehouse joining us first this morning. Ron, go ahead with the Host Sports Roundtable. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Brent, and good morning, Brian. I see you took some of this Florida weather and brought it back to Michigan, or did I make a mistake on that?
Good morning, Ron. I'm having a hard time picking you up right now. I'm sorry. You're breaking up a bit.
Well, I'll be sure I get in front of the microphone here.
Now we're cooking with the oil.
I'm just commenting a little bit on you bringing back all this nice weather from Florida.
Yeah, we were fortunate to have great weather in Florida, and we came back to, it was shocking. I will say that, but we're hoping that we can heat things up on the basketball court a little bit and knock down some shots after a long time off, and get back into the normal January, February grind of basketball on Wednesday and Saturday to get back to some normalcy.
Well, the scoreboard was good to you down in Florida, picking up a couple of wins, but rather a disaster, you might say, that went along with it.
Yeah, we had a great week down there, great team bonding, won a couple of games, won a really, really tough game against Wisconsin Lacrosse, but we did sustain an injury to one of our players, one of our starters, and so that's going to force us to adjust moving ahead with Becca Lawrence, picking up the injury.
Well, she was one of the favorites at the DeVos. The fans love to watch Rebecca play and have been for the last couple of years, and we wish her well as she starts her rehab process.
Well, thank you, and I'll pass that along to her, and hopefully. And I'm confident that we do have a number of young ladies that will step in, and we might have to play a little bit differently because Becca had a unique skill set. But, hopefully we can find ways to adjust and, still compete. And as I told our team the other day, all of our goals are right in front of us. Our goal is to win the league and win the league tournament and then go as deep as we can in the national tournament. And, thank goodness all of those things are right in front of us.
Well, for the women, it's back to tournament, or not tournament, but back to league play. You didn't have much of an off-league season, you might say, as the Flying Dutch immediately got into league play early on this year.
We did. It's really crazy to think we've got three or four games under our belt in our league already and, have played on the road a number of times. We'll have two more road games, so I think that we were something like one home game and four away games. Before we return back to the Dow for the league, the DeVos for the league, but it is how the league schedule is played out, and we need to do our best to play the schedule that's put in front of us, and we've got a nice long road trip to Trine on Saturday.
Well, we wish you well on Saturday against Trine, and Trine, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, a member of the league, and it's going to be very important, each one now and forever. So let's get that league started with a win.
Thanks, Ron. They're all huge, and hopefully we can get off to a great start. Thanks for your coverage of Hope Basketball.
It is now 7:44. You're listening to the Hope Sports Roundtable, and we just talked to Coach Brian Morehouse, and now Coach Matt Neal on the way. Let's send it back to Ron Weatherby.
Good morning, Coach, and welcome back from Kentucky. We had a nice little tournament down in Kentucky, and I'm sure you're glad to be back. And a lot of basketball happening at the DeVos. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I've been here in the office since about 6 this morning, just making sure all the ducks are lined up for what we hope is just going to be a great weekend of some high school basketball, culminating with our game tomorrow night against Edgewood out of Wisconsin. We have four terrific programs with great coaches coming in. We have Caledonia coming in, coached by former Hope player Todd Bloomers. We have Holland High School with our new coach, Paul Chapman. Mount Pleasant is coming on down from the middle of the state with their coach, Dan Schell. And then Stevensville Lakeshore is coming up from St. Joe Benton Harbor area with their coach, Sean Schrader, who is they have a player actually on our program right now, so they're pretty excited to be coming up to watch Keith Brushweiler play on Saturday. But all those programs are coming with their ninth through varsity teams. Games begin today at 1 o'clock with the ninth grade games going on concurrently, one on the volleyball court here at the DeVos, one on the main court. The JV teams will pick up at 3 o'clock, and then the varsity games are played only on the main at 5 and at 7 o'clock. So it's kind of a basketball junkie's dream, really, to be able to come and watch some pretty good basketball and see maybe some future Hope guys running around out there for their high school teams.
And then we cap it all off with a big ball game against Edgewood College, and another league represented. We've been having a lot of different leagues that we're getting opponents from, and this is a different one again.
Well, it's just kind of nice for us to play some different teams. You know, the games down in Kentucky against Center and against Thomas More were the first time we had played either of those teams, and as long as I can remember, and it was really a terrific time for us. Being a very good center team on Monday night, and then hanging on with a really scrappy Thomas More team on Tuesday to win by three. And you know, it's nice to go on those tournaments. We had a lot of camaraderie. I mean, you guys saw at the hotel, it was just a lot of family atmosphere within our program, which we're really, really pleased about. And of course, that's the makings of a terrific year for us. I mean, when the chemistry is that good. So it was a good time, and I would come back into Edgewood, a team we don't know a whole lot about other than we've shared some common opponents. Of course, we trade film and all that, but they've been hanging on. I think that they've had moments where they've felt like they've really improved, and moments maybe where they haven't. And so we're just looking forward to getting back here, playing at home, playing in front of our crowd, and playing in front of the people who love us the most, and getting after it and having a great ball game tomorrow night.
Well, as always, it was a great crowd from Hope College that followed the ball club down to Kentucky, and comparing it with the crowds of the other four schools, I think we sort of dominated the crowd.
Well, that's kind of how it usually goes for us. I think when we have a chance to travel, and it wasn't just parents, there were several alumni there, and people coming in from the Cincinnati area, because we were so close to Cincinnati that they came over and watched us play at Thomas More. I know that their athletic director, Terry Connor, whose father's name is on the tournament, Coach Connor Classic. Anyway, Terry mentioned to me, he said, "Hey, listen, we'll have you back anytime, because we generated a lot of dollars for the scholarship named after his dad." So they were pleased that we came down, and, you know, we were pleased to be able to go and spend some time together and to pick up another couple in-region wins.
Well, it'd be nice to get three in a row heading into the MIAA if we pick up a win over Edgewood on Saturday. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, I think that it's a great opportunity for us. I think that we continue to get better. We got better yesterday in practice. I think that it will be important for us today. We go here at 10 o'clock this morning, and for us to continue to move ahead, kind of explore some different options as we start to look at league play down the road. But yes, we want to continue the momentum we've built with two in a row. I'll make it three in a row after tomorrow night, and then head into the Trine game feeling ready to go in what I hope is going to be an absolutely terrific league season.
Well, let's start it off on the right foot out here by picking up that third win in the streak and getting ready to go on into league action against Trine. So we'll be there, and good luck.
All right, thanks. Thanks so much, Ron. We look forward to having everybody on board tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much, and go Hope, as always. Hope Sports Roundtable has been brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub right here on 1450 WHT.